can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, well, it's nice to have you. It's a Nick Tuesday, and Al Dukes is in the studio. What's up, Al?
Hello there, Jerry. I got a email from a listener who needs advice.
I like emails.
Yeah, I like these too. Jerry and I are very good at giving life advice.
Well, no, let's relax. We're not good at it, but we don't mind handing some out.
Yeah, I don't have much advice for my own life, but I have advice for others.
Oh, your advice for your own life is to do nothing and make no decisions.
Correct,
anymore.
And then that way you need no trouble can find you.
That's true.
So I got a letter. I'm not going to use his name because I'm not sure if he wants me to use his name. But he says, "Hi Al, I am 26 years old, who hasn't really gotten myself out there and really lived due to uncertainty."
Let me call Al. Go ahead.
I haven't really gotten myself out there and really lived due to uncertainty and scared of trying new things and meeting new people. So what's one thing you and Jerry would tell your 26-year-old selves about life that you have continued to live every day by? I'm just trying to figure out who I am and what I want and where to start. 26 well, years old, Jerry.
I really don't think my mentality is any different. At 26, I was already married, and we were traveling 2 to 3 times a year. Wanted to see new places and do different things and experience, I don't want to say the world, because I've really never left the country, aside from islands. But I wanted to experience other places, and to this day, I still do it. So to me, if you sit home and do nothing, you're going to one day wake up and realize you've sat home and done nothing.
Well, what are some things this fella can do to...
I don't know. What is he like?
It seems like he's afraid to get out there.
You have to... I can't tell. I would tell him to go on a golf trip, but if he doesn't play golf, that's useless.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie could tell him to go on a skiing trip in the winter. If he doesn't ski, that's pointless.
But do you go by yourself if you don't have anyone? Like if this guy's...
I would. Yeah, I would. I mean, a golf trip is weird because you really got to find someone to go with. That's a strange one. Would I go on a beach vacation by myself? Probably. You know, being alone is not easy. I can't help him in that regard. You know, I do wonder, and we've talked about this, you and I, if we were single now in the age of app dating, I don't know. I don't know how I would go about it. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'd prefer to be set up by a friend of a friend. I don't know if I wouldn't bother anymore, but I also have the experience at this point in my life of a family and a wife, and if she left me, I don't know that I'd even be into that anymore, like looking. So I can't answer that. I think you're better for that too because you've had different relationships over the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah, he seems to be like a guy who doesn't want to get out there and get involved, but knows he has to get out there and get involved.
You don't have to. I mean, you can stay single.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like things like maybe join a gym.
Sure.
I've done that over the years.
Yeah.
And the one good thing about joining the gym is even if you don't speak to anybody, and I know people at the gym, they put their headphones on, no one really talks. When you get done working out, you will feel better about your day.
No doubt.
And that you did something.
You feel accomplished.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times, like, and I'm at this point now just exercising in my kitchen. Doing push-ups, yeah. I'm not doing a lot. I do body squats, push-ups, and the bands.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not doing a lot. But when I do that versus when I don't do that on the days I do and don't, I don't know, can't tell you how many times Gina's called and said, well, you're in a good mood.
Yeah, it's all those things running through your body that
yes.
get stimulated by the exercise.
And she's so used to me not being in a good mood that it stands out when I am. And almost every time I go, oh, I just did push-ups.
Mm-hmm. Were the endorphins that are running through your body?
Yeah,
is that what those
endorphins,
are?
Baby.
It's true, though.
Yes.
I mean, there's when you go and you, whether it's at a gym, at a park, something as simple as what you do in your house. When I used to, I don't anymore because I can't with my back, but when I used to do those beach body workouts, there is no doubt. You feel phenomenal. And then all of a sudden, you don't want to eat badly because you don't want to ruin the workout, and you do feel good about yourself. So I agree. That's a great place
to
start.
That's a good one. Another thing I think about sometimes is sometimes if you're by yourself and you're not getting out there, do the same. You could maybe do the same things you're doing in your house, but out in it, just change your environment.
Sure.
It's like, let's say you're just scrolling your iPad, reading the news. Do that in a coffee shop.
Could do that. Right? You never know who you run into.
Never know who you run into.
When he says get out there, do you think he means get out there and meet people, looking for a relationship, looking to go on trips for different life?
Yeah,
how would you?
It seems like I haven't gotten.
That?
Let's see. He says, I'm 26, haven't really gotten myself out there and really lived due to uncertainty, is scared of trying new things and meeting new people. So what would you tell yourselves about life that you've continued to live every day by? I'm just trying to figure out who I am and what I want and where to start.
Hmm.
It's a tough one.
I think looking for, you mentioned it too, like the gym's a good idea, looking for some sort of a social club. I don't know what that would be exactly,
yeah.
But something that, again, piques your interest, that you meet like-minded people. I mean, that's kind of a cool place to start, too. Like, I always think, and I've said this to you, my son had the idea last year. I never really went through with it because of other reasons, but I love the idea of creating a golf league. I think it's fun. I think guys would be into it, gals, too. I think you kind of create something where people start meeting people. They're playing with different people.
Like you did with cornhole, you mean, sort of similar?
Well, yeah, exactly like that, yes. The difference with the cornhole is I rent a gym, and it's in one place. With golf, it's kind of hard to do that. You want to go to a different golf course every week, but there's a lot of work involved and phone calls and scheduling and people that got to sign up for. But I think if you were able to get like a group of like 40 to 50 golfers that wanted to go play each week on a Monday or a Tuesday – and you're playing in different groups every week, you're meeting different people just because you're in that quote-unquote club, if you will.
Right.
And I think that's an easy way, but hard to find that stuff too, though.
Yeah, hard to find those clubs.
Not easy. I don't want to say they don't exist, but you almost need to know someone that knows about something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Instagram's great. You can meet people there, I suppose, but.
What about this? Part-time job. Pouring beers out of brewery.
Great. Oh, my God. You'll meet a million people.
Because that way you don't have to know how to make mixed drinks.
Yep.
Brewery, you're just pouring beers.
It's a very good idea.
And you're meeting people who are a little more talkative because, like, you could be the shy guy.
For sure.
They're having
couple
drinks.
Couple beers.
And they're the chatty ones.
Now, all of a sudden, you don't shut up.
Yeah.
I think the first step is to acknowledge what you like and what you would want to be doing. And then try and find something in and around that activity.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Be near people that are doing the things you want to do.
Yeah.
I actually saw that as one of these guys that works on the Dave Ramsey radio empire there. One of the guys had a book out. It was about about getting ahead in like business. And one of the things he wrote about was if you want to do something, like let's say you wanted to be a somebody in sports.
Surround yourself with sports people.
Like you have to go where the sports people are. You don't have to know anyone there, but just get in the area
that's
where the sports people are. Yeah, it's a very simple, small start.
And I do think a lot of that advice is very good. The one that always drives you crazy is, well, if you want to be rich, hang out with rich people. Oh, okay, and then what happens? Like that's, and again, in theory, that's a great idea, but you're just going to call up a bunch of investment bankers, but can I hang out? Like,
yeah.
It's not as easy as just go do what they're doing and become part of them. It's not that simple.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you'd like to be a doctor? Go hang out with doctors. Well, you got 8 years of medical school first.
Gina told me many years ago when she was in college that she had a girlfriend who only would go to bars near Wall Street because she thought,
get picked up by a Wall Street guy.
These are the guys that I want to meet. Mm. This is the type of lifestyle I want to have.
How'd that work out for her?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Because I would think it probably worked out well.
Yeah, I would think so.
As long as you met a good guy and not a creep.
Yeah, not a Wall Street creep.
You think in 2025, now you've been in a committed relationship for a long time, and I know you've done years ago tried an app or two.
I tried Match.com.
Okay, which is one of the first back in the day.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I had a good experience on Match.com.
Would you say now in 2025 with the addiction to the phone that everybody has, if you were back on the market, per se, would you try to meet people or would you go the app route? Like, do you think that is the way to meet people now? Like, the only way?
Yeah, I think, well, I think if you're like this guy who sounds very shy,
mm-hmm.
I think the app route is a great way to go. Because then you're not like going up to someone in person, which can be intimidating,
sure.
or calling them on the phone, and you go this route. And then what you do, you meet at a bar, and you go there, have one beer first before they get there.
Right.
A little loose.
Yeah.
A little looser.
Could definitely do that. Or a shot of vodka, whatever.
Yeah, shot of vodka.
Just something to kind of...
But not, don't go too crazy, otherwise you'll be a maniac, and the people will be like, well, who is this guy's a nut?
You don't want to be drunk.
Right.
You just want to loosen up a little bit.
Loosen up a little bit.
That is true.
Yeah, I would think... I don't know. I feel like in some ways we're pulling away. Like, there's so much technology that there's a little bit of a pullback to, like...
Human interaction
again?
Yeah,
like, you know what? I'm not going to go on the apps. I'm going to try to meet somebody.
That's exactly why I asked.
Even though it's kind of hard to do.
It is, unless you're out and about. And, you know, I think that what you said is a great one. The part-time job, whether it's wherever, but, like, getting out and meeting new people opens up so many different avenues.
Yeah. Or if you're, like, let's say you were into biking.
Yeah.
Part-time job at a bike shop.
Sure.
Even if you don't need a part-time job, you may have a full-time job. It just gets you in the area,
mm-hmm.
meeting people that have similar.
How about a riding group?
Bike
riding
group.
Those are all over the place.
Riding groups,
you know? Yeah, if you were into biking. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's, once you know what you like, find something within that, in that realm, and go do it.
I'll tell you this, too. This dog that I got?
Yeah.
I know everyone in my town.
Because of the dog?
Yeah, because there are certain, like, a lot of people hang in my town is a hangout. Where people hang out on their porches, hang out. So when you're walking with a dog, you meet other people with dogs.
Yeah.
People that don't have their own dogs like to see your dog, will give your dog treats and things.
The dog's an icebreaker.
Yeah, Gina said the one time, she goes, everyone in this neighborhood knows you. I said, yeah, because this one gives her this treat, this one gives cheese, this one over here. We say hello to this guy because he has a dog. Now, and a lot of them are also... know me from the radio, some people.
Well, mm-hmm. Oh, it's a good combination, though.
Yeah, but if I just had the dog.
But I'll give you one. If I would think, even like a pretty girl walking a dog, if you're a shy guy, it's so easy to just be like, oh, what kind of puppy is that? What a beautiful dog. And all of a sudden, you're talking to her, as opposed to a girl walking by herself. And if you're a shy guy, what do you say?
Yeah,
that dog is a game changer.
Yeah.
So... Get a dog.
Get a dog. I would even join, like, does your town have, like, a Facebook page? Do all towns?
Not a clue. I have no idea.
I
have not been on Facebook in 3 years.
Well, like, my town has a Facebook page. I think a lot of towns do.
Okay.
But even in there, I've seen people, like, we're going to do anyone who wants to walk, we're going to walk the boardwalk at 5 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Okay.
We're meeting at this location. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people are going by themselves to that, and then you are meeting people in your town.
Very cool.
Look at us, Jerry. We're like life coaches.
I mean, to be honest with you, by the time he finishes watching this or listening to this, he should have 3 girlfriends and 17 buddies.
Yeah. And if anybody has other suggestions and you want to send them to me,
yeah,
we'll follow up tomorrow.
Send them along. I like
things.
Emails.
Me too. I was
emails
wondering,
are
maybe,
fun.
Maybe we should start doing, I see some podcasts do like...
an email bag?
Well, they do emails, but also voicemails. Like, you set up a Google phone number.
That. Sure.
That just takes voicemails, and then we can hear the people's voices.
Yeah, but then we need Eddie in there. We got to play the thing.
Or we just have to keep it.
The fader up.
Fader up.
Could do that.
I could, like, edit them, and then, yeah. Just
we could do that.
Fader up. Just to maybe get a couple of, maybe people need, this young man, Jerry, of 26, reached out to his two fathers, me and you. To get his life advice.
26. We definitely could be his dad.
Yeah. You told me that this morning. Really,
I could be too.
Off.
I'd be be a 25-year-old father.
Yeah.
That's absolutely possible. You'd be 29, 30.
You think there are still 25-year-old fathers? Like,
yes.
Now. It's like somebody who's 25 has a baby.
100%.
Wow.
There's still 20-year-old fathers. I'm not saying those are planned.
Yeah.
But that happens all the time. Now, the ages have gone up for sure in terms of what's common.
Yeah.
I don't think we had Matthew when I was 30. I think that was pretty common back then. I bet you if you go back 10, 15 years ago, 25 was the common age to have a kid, I would think.
If you went prior to when you had a kid,
Hell, my mom was, 21 when she had my sister? And it wasn't unusual back then. You know?
Yeah.
26 when she had me, I guess.
That's when nature wants you to have a baby.
Right? I guess.
That's when women are most fertile.
Not sure what nature wants, but sounds right.
Yeah, because that's where women are most fertile. Men's sperm is the best. And you can get away with not sleeping as you're tending to your baby, if you're younger.
Yeah, you know, yes and no. That's probably true. I'm not going to argue that. But I will tell you, it depends on the person and the mindset, too. I mean, I had friends that had kids in their early 20s and mid-20s, and they were disasters. And all they did was they couldn't wait to have kids, and all they did was complain about getting up and not sleeping and blah, blah, blah. And me and my wife, we were 30, and Kim never complained once. She didn't. And there were plenty nights when she wasn't sleeping. I just think it depends on the person you are. Some people complain about everything. Well.
Hello. Oh, hello.
I read it. That's coming out of my mouth. I realized
that was like that was like a Laverne and Shirley.
I didn't mean anything by
that.
Where
are you going to find an idiot to do that? Oh, hello.
There are people that complain about everything.
Yeah.
And then there are others that just roll with stuff. So I do agree. I told you right now, energy-wise, I don't have the same energy I had. There's no question when I was 30. But you deal with it. You move on. It is what it is.
It must be crazy for like older dudes who have babies with younger women.
It's got to be hard. It'd be really hard.
You got to try to keep up.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Bill Belichick got this girl pregnant? You know, like, I mean, there are two consenting adults, but at two unbelievably different stages of their life. Like, that's got to be. And we've seen rockers have kids in their 60s and 70s,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, and there's no way they're getting up every 3 hours with the kid, but it's still got to be tough on your body at that age.
I would think so, yeah.
Has to be.
If you're like someone in the Rolling Stones with a young gal.
I mean, not for nothing. As you were telling the story to me about, you know, the crappy sleep weekend you had with the dog, that sounds like a new father. And you see what a toll it takes on you.
Absolutely.
Now, maybe Al, 20 years ago, would have handled it a little bit better, but it's hard.
Hmm.
Lack of sleep sucks.
Yes. Yeah. Sure does, Jerry.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my advice.
Hmm. All right. So I think we got a couple things there. Join a gym, definitely.
Yep.
You'll feel better about yourself. That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
I think talking to people at the gym has gotten more difficult. I think more and more people.
Though, if you go at the same time every day, I think you would start to see familiar faces.
Yes.
And it's easier to start.
You're right.
A nod, a hello, need help. Next thing you know, you're having a conversation.
Hmm.
You know.
Next thing you know, you're having a baby with that person. And
now we sound like Jordan Davis. Next thing you know.
Next thing you know.
You still can't listen to that song.
Makes you sad?
I cannot listen to that song. No.
Why?
Because it's everything that's gone on in my life so far.
It's the next thing you know. It's like, couldn't imagine having a baby. Then you have a baby. Next thing you know,
they're driving.
Yeah.
You're waiting up for them. It's 11 p.m. on a Saturday. Where the hell are you? Yeah, dude, it's everything I've got. I can't. I turned it off. I love the guy. I turned it off. Cannot listen to that song.
It's very touching.
Yeah. Well, there was also that movie. I think it was Tom Hanks, where it was all about the rapid nature of life.
Oh, all set in that same living room the whole time? Yeah. Did you watch that?
I did. I can't. I couldn't even watch the trailer.
Yeah, I actually did watch the whole thing. It was sad.
Has to be.
Yeah.
They start out this young whippersnapper couple. They're in the same house, right, for their entire life?
The entire movie was shot just in the living room. Until the very end, they showed some of the other of the house.
Can't do it. I even get chills just thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, my parents, I don't think we ever stayed in a house longer than 10 years. My parents were like every 10 years they'd move. So I never really had that growing up. But I have friends that their parents to this day are still in the same house they grew up in. And I'm talking, my friends are in their 50s. So from the time they were like 3 and 4, their parents have basically seen everything. They've been the young couple. Now they're the older couple. And it's sad when I see a movie like that or a song like that. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's just depressing.
Yeah. It's weird even just seeing like old pictures of things that are still standing. You're like, this thing was here in 1920. How's that possible? It looks the same.
I think about that when I was going to Boomer's event last week, and you're going past the Statue of Liberty and the bridges, and you're like, when was this bridge built? And then you look at it, like, how is this thing not collapsed? It's like, it's terrifying in a way. But, and then you ever read the stuff about, you know, the amount of gosh, the poor workers that died doing the tunnels and the bridges. It is nuts what guys went through just to make a few bucks.
Yes, to make us our tunnels, Jerry, that we curse through as we go through.
Yeah, just to provide for their families.
Yes.
Like, we live in such a blessed age now. No one's sitting there worried about putting food on the table. That was a real thing. And, you know, in some parts of the world and country, it is. I'm saying we are very fortunate.
Yes.
We don't know what it's like to not know where the next meal's coming from.
Correct.
Got to be. Oh, God. What a stressful way to live life. Don't be that guy, unnamed emailer.
Yes. I hope we've inspired you. Please respond what you thought of our suggestions. If others have other suggestions of how they were shy people who needed to get out there, what did they do to become, to put themselves out there and to live, damn it. You know how I like to say that,
Jerry. Please take Gal's advice.
Live. Take my advice. Go home and look at your iPad.
And walk the dog 17 times.
Walk the dog, eat a few meals, do a couple push-ups so you don't feel like squat. A total loser. And then go to bed.
Repeat the process.
You watch some sort of episode where somebody's been murdered, and then go to bed.
By the way, real quick, I heard at the end the whole thing about our bet. Drinking was never mentioned.
That's fair.
I can have cocktails.
You can have cocktails.
If, in fact, that happens.
That is fair.
All right.
Just as I will have a cocktail at the Met or Yankee game.
No question about it.
No doubt.
Yes.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. See ya!